Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. This week we're talking about planning for the future, and we come at a time where all of our successive generations are actually living longer. Average life expectancy is increasing, and it's many more years now than it has been previously. And while it's true that the working age is also increased, and that, you know, people are now expected to be working at, you know, into their 60s in some people's expectations, it's also true that means that we have more time in retirement. That has also sent ripples down through the ages, so that now, you know, you hear sayings like 30 is the new 40. So some of the original benchmarks and sort of things that were happening at periods in life are now shifting as well. For all of us, this means that we need to really think about our futures, and there's a tendency to only think in financial terms, to make sure that we've got adequate superannuation, we've got investments and things locked away. And obviously that's important. We live in a capitalist society. We need to finance our future, and that becomes, you know, an important consideration. But it also comes at the deficit of sometimes of thinking about those other aspects of life, whether it be family, whether it be social, my social life, whether it be how I'd like to be mentally, emotionally, and what sort of future I would like for myself in relation to my physical and mental health. And it's important to keep in mind that we can also, using much the same model, do some investments now with the aim of receiving some future benefits. And, you know, a good thing to consider is they say, particularly when it comes to physical health, that what you do in your 30s pays dividends later in your 60s and 70s. And I think that's probably also true in relation to our social and mental health as well. So I'd invite everyone to think this week about their future self. Think about their future life and think about the sort of things they'd like to have happening, the sort of things they'd like to see themselves doing, and start to consider investing in themselves now. I think it's really, really important to think about dividends in relation to, you know, education, in relation to, you know, happiness, in relation to hobbies and interests, in relation to connected to a meaningful community, and participating in that community and getting all the benefits that one receives from that social capital and that community connection. Thinking about the types of groups and activities you'd like to see yourself doing, and starting to get those on the drawing board now for future investment as well. So invest in all of yourself this week with Mind Games.